On the line now, of course, I have Marion Quinn, CEO of the Children Childhood Development Initiative. Good afternoon to you, Marion.
And to you, Sean.
Noel.
Apologies.
Sorry, I'm a Christmas baby, Christmas baby.
Oh, well, belated happy birthday.
Okay. Now, the call for greater support for families of prisoners, survey was done. What sort of things did you find out?
So, so we had a piece of work done with men in prison and their families to find out what would help them when they're returning home. So the reason we did that is because the Childhood Development Initiative has been doing some work with families impacted by prison for a number of years. And because we know that the quality of the relationship that men in prison have with their family while they're in prison is actually one of the key things that stops men from going back into prison once they get out. So it's really important that we help families to have a good relationship even when dad is in prison. And in all of that work, what we found out was that actually the coming home time, so when dad is being released, is obviously, you know, a positive one for all kinds of reasons, but it can also be a stressful one. And really, there isn't anybody kind of helping families to manage that. Mm-hmm. So the report was to find out what do people feel that they need.
Okay.
So that's kind of the background to it, Noel. And so what we found out, I suppose, was that actually the men in prison don't really think about what has changed while they've been in prison. So in a way, and I've heard, you know, people who've been in prison say this on lots of occasions, when you're in prison, time kind of stands still for you because every day is so similar.
Mm-hmm.
So actually thinking about what might be different when I go home is really difficult for them. So they do need some help to think about that, you know, to think about my children are older, so what's going to be different about that? Or, you know, my partner, my wife has been, you know, managing the bills and managing everything, you know, while I've been gone, so what's going to be different for her when I come home? So that was definitely an issue that men don't really think about that, and there isn't really anybody encouraging them to do that or helping them to do that. And then for the women in the community, we didn't talk directly for children just for the sort of ethics reasons, but for the women in the community, I suppose, you know, they would have talked about just very practical things that have changed since their partner's been in prison. You know, again, children being older, sometimes children have had very little contact with their dad while he's been away. They may not have been going to visits for all kinds of reasons. And so, you know, obviously there's a need for some help to do some re-engagement and to help with some, you know, developing of a relationship. And so they really, they were all very clear that people would appreciate help with that.
Okay, I suppose some of the things that you're talking about there, for instance, when you talk about changes and the way time stands still in prison, I suppose the duration that they're in there would be makes all the difference in changes that would happen outside, because if you're away for 6 months, not much change. So things happen very fast these days, especially with technology. But if they're in there for a couple of years, that's the part that makes all the difference. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, obviously the longer the sentence, the more difficult that can be. But in 6 months, if you go inside when your baby's 6 months old, when you come home, the baby's walking, you've missed a whole load of things, or, you know, excuse me, 6 months for a 5-6-year-old is a long time not to see dad. So you're a stranger, you know, coming home. So yes, I think absolutely the longer the sentence, the more difficult that process can be.
Okay, when you're talking about the percentage of that sort of find it, I won't say easier, but we're less likely to go back into prison because of the relationship they would have. Is it good for kids to go to prison, and what age are they eligible to start going to visit?
Well, there are no rules about age, so babies can go in, or any age, you know, there is no rule about what age children can go in. Obviously, they always have to be with an appropriate adult. I mean, is it a good place for children to go? No. Prison isn't, you know, I mean, just going into a prison as a visitor, it's not a nice experience. It's very intimidating. It's a very dark and gloomy place. And I suppose one of the recommendations we have is that, you know, the areas of the prison that families walk through, it doesn't need to be gloomy and dark. I mean, there's no reason why it can't be bright and colourful and, you know, not intimidating for families, mm-hmm. and particularly for children. And certainly prison officers over the last number of years have been given a lot of training around how to, you know, be a bit more child friendly in all of that process, even, you know, alongside doing all the security stuff that they have to do. So going into a prison is not something that anybody would want for their child, but at the same time, it is really important that children have the opportunity to maintain a relationship with their dad, if that a relationship is a positive one, mm-hmm. for them. And So visits to the prison, and then, you know, most prisoners have a daily 6-minute phone call that they can make. And so, you know, that's an important connection as well. But certainly, you know, there are times when children don't want to talk on the phone, and you know, a 5 or 6 year old might be happy to chat away, but sometimes teenagers aren't so keen on talking on the phone, and
it's not the same anyway, is it?
It's not physical. It's not the same.
I don't know the whole protocol of everything to do with prison at all. I tell you, I agree with you about dim and dark. And we did a program here in my early days and near FM, maybe 20 years ago. I was in Mount Joy. God almighty, I found it depressing. Just going in and out. But do the prisoners get any counselling, and or do the is there anyone talk to the families, and any time they would have an opportunity, is there any sort of counsellor would talk about? Is there any sort of integration of communication there?
Not really. I mean, there are a whole range of services within the prison for the prisoners. And then obviously for the families, they can access whatever services happen to be in their community. But a service that can work with both both parts of that couple, there's really nothing or very little. The chaplains within the prison do actually often, they're probably the only people that would work with or talk with both the man in prison and his partner in the community. So they would do that, but really there are very few others. The program that we developed to be delivered to families that are impacted by prison, it's called Family Links. I think we actually spoke about it a few years ago, I'm pretty sure, Noel.
Yeah.
And so that was developed very particularly to do exactly what you're suggesting. So it's an 8-week program. So the men receive the program in the prison, the women receive the program in the community, but a couple of times they come together to do the program. And it's all about, you know, we're both parents, even though one of us is inside, and how can we be the best parents that we can be, even with all of that going on?
Okay, well, just to ask you about the children now, and the impact, a stigma obviously attached to somebody that would be in prison. Is it recommended to tell a child if the parent, either one these days, a male or female, mother or father, serve some time? Is it recommended to tell the children, or is there a specific age you should or shouldn't? Is there any protocol attached to that?
We would recommend that children know the truth. How you tell them that and how much you say and how you explain it obviously would depend on the age of the child. So in research we did a few years ago, about the Family Links program, we found a lot of families don't tell their children that dad is in prison. Now, our work has only been with dads in prison. We haven't done work with women in prison. So I can only talk about dads in prison. But a lot of families, when dad is in prison, they don't tell the child that that's where he is. They tell the child that, either dad is away working or that he's working in the prison. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes actually they say he's in hospital.
Yes,
and what we found in the research a few years ago was that children always knew the truth. So either they were told by somebody at school, or they saw it on social media, or they overheard a conversation. And so what that does to children is that it actually gives them a double burden. So they now have the terrible knowledge that their dad is actually in prison, and they can't talk about that, they can't ask anything about it, but they also have to pretend that they don't know because mm-hmm. they're protecting mum. And so that's a real burden for children to carry. So one of the things that we, do in the work with families is talk to them about how they can talk to their child about the reality of where dad is. And obviously that's a very difficult thing to do.
And has it come up, for instance, part of a trauma for a child as well, for me, would seem that if the child's going to school and the big question comes up, what does your dad do? And this sort of carry on. And whether the child or not, obviously, if he knows, how does he answer that? Without causing himself, as I said, there's a stigma attached to it, without any more stress or strain.
Yeah,
so has that been talked about, what they should do? Or?
It's a hard one. It is a hard one, and I would imagine that children lie. I would imagine that's what they do. Whether that's the right thing or not, I don't know, but...
I didn't want like interrupting you. No, I was just wondering, you haven't talked about it. For that reason, I was asking the question was because is that part of the therapy for children and recommendations? Will it become part of it?
Well, I think it definitely needs to be. There isn't, as far as I'm aware, there isn't any particular service or approach to work with children who have a parent in prison. There are definitely organisations that do a lot of that work. There's one in Limerick called Bedford Row. There's another in Cork called the St Nicholas Trust. Mm-hmm. There are a number in Dublin tending to work more with the partners than the children, I think. But I'm not aware of any particular sort of model that people think is the best way to do that. But I'm sure that's an issue. That has to be an issue for children. And I mean, the other thing is because, with social media, that it's hard to keep secrets. So people, probably are going to know if dad's, been convicted of something. And so how that gets managed is probably a very important thing for the children.
Mm-hmm. Because I imagine to me it sounds like a complete quagmire, because you've got the different types of, you've got the men or women, when we talk about the men who go in, it depends on what they went in for, what their reaction to prison is going to be and how they will react to their family. I imagine that's part of the equation as well.
Absolutely, of course. Yeah. And then sometimes the parents either together or mum may decide that bringing the child to see dad is not the right thing to do. It's too upsetting, or it's just too intimidating for the child. And then, going into prison, can result in the breakdown of the relationship. Mm. That does happen a lot as well. So there's a split in that relationship, and so then. Even if the child wants to go and see dad, that just may be a very complicated thing to do.
Okay.
If mum and dad are no longer together.
As I say, it's quagmire, Marion. But
as well as that,
is it true that like when a man gets out of prison, that's the end of the communications as far as the authorities are concerned? Maybe they have to, I don't know if probation is part of it here now or whatever.
That would depend. So,
let's say they haven't. Well, we'd put it, I'll ask you this in this way. If they haven't got probation, are they just forgotten about and left to their own devices after that? You've served your time.
Pretty much.
Go off. Because that's the time they need help most, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I think leaving prison is a difficult time. There are certain things that will always be put in place. So they will, a man leaving prison will have a medical card, will have somewhere to go to sleep that night. and possibly will have got somewhere to go for either education, training or employment, but not always. But unless they are on probation or parole, then that's the end of the statutory services. So that's, you know, the community and voluntary sector is really important in supporting men. And obviously there's not enough of those services, and they tend to be very, you know, urban. So if you're living in Dublin or in Limerick, then you've probably got some of those services. But if you're outside the kind of, you know, city centres, then you know, there's very little support for you. Yeah.
Yeah, because a part of the research shows that, I mean, if you don't want anyone to reoffend, and for making for an ideal situation, of course, for everyone to end up quite happy, if the services are there afterwards, in the long run, it's the cure, isn't it?
You see, I'm sure people are listening and thinking, why are we talking about giving services to these fellas? They've done wrong, and, you know, they're gurriers or whatever, and, you know, there's enough of us who need services, and you know, that is all true, that, you know, there's never enough services to go around. But the reality is that we want to stop people going into prison at all, because we want to stop people offending, and we want to stop people offending again and going back to prison. Because if only because it's expensive having people in prison, but also because having people in prison...
Better society.
It's a better society. It reduces the chances of the children of those people going to prison later on. So we know that if a child has a parent in prison, it increases the chances that they will go to prison themselves. So if we reduce the people involved in crime and, you know, repeat criminality and repeat prison sentences, that is a good thing for everybody. And we know that people need support. If they've been involved in crime, they need support to stop that. And we know that if people have been in prison, they often, not always, some people will do it on their own, they'll turn things around on their own, but often people are going to need help. And we also know, and I suppose for the Childhood Development Initiative, this is the piece that's really important. We know that a critical factor to keep men out of prison is the quality of the relationship they have with their family. And so that's why we're trying to work on helping people to sustain a good, positive relationship while the man's in prison, but also when he comes home.
Okay, Marion, final word then. In your opinion, are you optimistic that the research did show that things are getting better than they would have been maybe 10 years ago?
Unfortunately not. Okay. No. I mean, the in terms of the support that are there, really very little has changed. And to be perfectly honest, there was very little new in the report. So most of the things that we found in the research, you know, have been found in previous research and yet haven't been acted on. So unfortunately, we don't see that there's been any very significant change in the sort of supports and the services and you know, prioritising very vulnerable families.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a depressing thought, but let's hope things will improve, and next time I'm talking to you, they will have. Thank you very much, Marion. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Marion Quinn, CEO of the Childhood Development Initiative. It is sad. I know people, as she was saying there, people might be thinking, what the hell are we talking about this for? They've done their crime. Let them serve their time. But at the same time, if people can get on with their lives afterwards, it makes for a better society, and they